The following show is provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, Exploring Survival of Consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we're really happy to be here with you for the next hour. We've got a great show for you tonight, and we'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here at the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. We spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Joanne Gerber, and she will be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. Our next webinar is on Wednesday, April 10th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and this one is entitled Healing from Tragic Losses and Suicide. And I will be presenting this webinar along with certified medium Renata Santarelli, and we'll be discussing some of the techniques that might help you to move through the grief process, as well as some of the challenges faced by suicide loss survivors. So we hope that you'll tune in for this. Our Earth Day raffle is coming up on April 22nd. And with every $5 raffle ticket that you purchase, you'll actually have five chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. And the mediums participating in this event are Neil Zepkowski, Tracy Lee Nash, Catherine Nadal, Eliza Ray, and Renata Santarelli. And finally, our summer grief retreat has been scheduled for the weekend of July 26th through the 28th, and we'll be back at the wonderful Guest House in Chester, Connecticut. And for more information about this event and all of our upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for this evening. As you know, all of our mediums, if you've listened into the show before, they've all been tested and certified through the Forever Family Foundation. Our guest medium tonight is Joanne Gerber, and she is not only one of the certified mediums with Forever Family Foundation, but she's also a certified research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Joanne holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration and Marketing. She is Reiki certified and is certified in both clinical and metaphysical hypnotherapy. And of course, she's lab certified in her mediumship ability, having tested through the University of Arizona's Veritas Research Program. And we've had her here on the show before, and we're so happy to have her back with us tonight. Hi, Joanne. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen.
How are you?
Good evening.
Gosh, good evening.
You haven't been on with us in a while. It's been a while. It's been a very busy past couple of years.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Well, it's always great to have you back here on the show with us. And
we have a couple of minutes to chat
before we go to the phone lines. So I had an interesting thought that I wanted to ask you about. I was actually on your website earlier, and I noticed that in the past you had done some work with past life regression, which, of course, for our listeners, this is something that your client would actually be experiencing through hypnosis, correct?
Yes.
They do. They experience this. But my question to you was during the course of like a mediumship reading or even during like a psychic reading, have you ever picked up on past life information for your client? Does that ever happen?
I have. I've picked up bits and pieces. The difference between the two, Doreen, is that when you do an actual past life regression, the proper way is to do it under hypnosis. So that's a way to go deeper into the energy and to allow the client to experience it hands-on, to have that experience of their own past life. I found out I stopped doing it because I was developing my mediumship at the time, and I found that I was going into that like state of consciousness traveling with my client.
It was
very interesting, but I would almost go into that hypnotic state with them as if, you know, we're doing a reading, we're channeling, and we're in a different state of consciousness. And so, I had some very interesting experiences with people, with couples that experience the same past lives. It's very interesting. You know, I know there's a lot out there for past life regression. People can read a lot of like Brian Weiss's
yes,
books.
Yes, he's great with that. His books are great.
Many Lives, Many Masters is like a classic if somebody wants to learn about that. And he's one of the most fabulous teachers there is with that work. And it is very interesting. I do, you know, encourage people to experience it. But the thing is that you really have to do it in the correct atmosphere, the right environment with the right practitioner. You know, a lot of people may advertise, you can get a past life reading over the phone. But I feel it's a better experience to do it, you know,
in
with
person.
Those kind of conditions. Whereas, you know, when we work with doing readings, we don't have to have the person there. We connect with the spirit.
Right,
or we connect with their energy through the phone. You know, it can be done too, but I never did it by phone because, you know, God forbid somebody might, you don't know what's going on with the person on emotional mental state.
Exactly.
And that shift in consciousness for that short amount of time, you know, you could have an ab reaction or something that you're not there to help the person.
Yes, and I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen that happen to people. So, yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
And people that never expect it to happen. And it's going to be maybe that one time that it could happen. And what can you do? You can't do anything. You're, you know, 100 miles away on the phone with them. So,
you know, it's just so interesting because I really do think that sometimes experiences that are from an alternate lifetime really do play a role in whatever's going on during this current lifetime.
Yeah,
you know?
I believe it's all continuous. You know,
I do as well.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. And it's interesting, just as a medium, and you probably have experienced this as well. I don't do past life readings for people, but occasionally during a mediumship reading, I will pick up on something, you know, or a spirit guide reading. So, you know, sometimes you get a little bit of something.
You do. And I find it comes through most in relationship readings. You know, when you try to figure out what happened during the relationship and why these people are together, or should they be together, or are they going to be together.
Right.
Sometimes I get a glimpse of, like, you know what, it's supposed to be exactly what it is because, you know, it could have been the reverse in a past life where, you know, even in mediumship where someone lost somebody and then they had to go on with their life without their spouse. And then in this lifetime, they have that experience.
Yes.
It's almost like it's balancing out the karma. You know, I don't know scientifically. I don't have a lot to speak about that. I just go by my experiences with that and how it comes through like you do. And so, you know, it is very interesting. I try not to go into anything that's not more evidential when it comes to, because, you know, when someone's calling for a mediumistic reading, they're looking for the evidence of a loved one that survived the chainsaw death. And, you know, so if it's important and it comes through for a reason, but I would never do like a full past life regression with somebody over the phone, go into lives
You know, it's an interesting way to look at it too, because I also feel the same way you do. You want to bring through evidence that, you know, they're able to validate in some manner. And with past life information, how are they going to really truly validate that? You know, they may not be
I think that's up to self-validation of what you're experiencing and how it feels to you. Was it said to you from the hypnotherapist? Did they put you in a certain environment to take you, you know, to this place? Or did you just create it all on your own? I remember my very first experiences was like 19 years ago, and I was like amazed because of all the things that I saw, and I didn't understand at that time what it would mean. This is before I became a psychic medium, and I used to actually help. I had a vision of like going into these like tunnels, like going back to like you know the beginning of time where people were buried, and I would help them to make the transition. And this is before I even knew I was even. This is before I even took one class in psychic or mediumship development, or ever even had a notion that that's something that I was interested in. And I did it just, you know, for the heck of it, just to experience it, just see what it was like.
How interesting! And so
it was amazing.
You know, I guess most people don't realize that we are also tethered then to those alternate lifetimes that we've had, you know, through the subconscious mind. And it's just so fascinating, the whole subject. So before we go to break, really quickly, do you have any special events coming up? Anything you want to tell everyone about?
Yeah, I do have a few events. A few of them have sold out already, but I've got a couple. I think there's some tickets left. I'll be in Queensbury, New York, Friday, April 12th. I'm doing a fundraiser for the Park and Rec Department there. It's a really wonderful event, wonderful people in Queensbury. Saturday, April 27th, I'm going to be in Bellingham, Mass, at the theater for a demonstration of spirit communication. You can get the tickets on my website.
Yeah, all of this is up on Joanne's website. You can visit her on the web at joannegerber.com. And just check out her calendar and see what she has going on. Maybe you can get to one of those events. All righty, we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak a little bit more to Joanne, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing. and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Joanne Gerber. So we're going to get to our phone lines right now, and I just want to mention they do tend to light up pretty quickly, so we're going to get to as many calls as we possibly can. For those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air, we do like to hear your voice because that helps us to really kind of anchor into spirit for you. Well, let's get to our first caller. I believe we have Linda calling in from Arizona. Are you with us, Linda?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. Linda, did you have a question for Joanne or I, or would you like to have a mini reading?
Actually, I'd like to have a mini reading, if that's okay, please.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I'm going to turn you right over to Joanne.
Okay. Thank you. Linda. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for listening to Signs of Life Radio and calling in this evening, being the first caller. So as I'm linking in with your energy here, Linda, I do feel a gentleman that's passed coming through. And as I feel his energy, I feel like he was not that old when he passed. I feel like he might have just been his maybe 60s, a little bit older, maybe early 70s. I feel like a gentleman who I want to say was a very loving man. I do feel like someone who I want to say, he might not have always been able to express himself, like, physically with his affection toward the people he cared for, but he always had ways to demonstrate his love. And I feel at the end of his life, things went very fast for him. I feel like I'm not prepared to go yet. Things are coming on very fast, very strong here, as if there wasn't enough time to plan for things or something was more unexpected around the end of his life. And I do feel someone that you would be closely connected with. Are you understanding this information so far?
Yes, I do.
And I feel like,
yes, very much.
I want to say this person's drawing hearts around you, so I know it was love. And I know someone who deeply cared about you was, I want to say, very overprotective. I want to say had respect for you. Someone you would have liked to laugh with, that you could always talk to, that was easy to get along with. I feel someone who worked very hard in their life, you understand. And I feel,
yes,
with this gentleman, I feel like I'm very weak at the end of my life. I feel like I might be in the hospital or in some sort of care where I have nurses and doctors around me. I don't feel like I passed at home. And I feel like I'm going in and out of consciousness, like I'm trying to keep myself awake, but I keep falling back asleep again or going unconscious. Do you understand this?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. And is there somebody with the R name, or a Ron, a Rob, or someone connected with him, or someone here that he'd want to make a connection to?
Not that I can think of, but it might come to
me
later.
Okay, he showed me capital R here, like I feel a male energy I want to connect to, or say hello to Rob or Raj or Ron or something like that. And okay. I do feel like you have his possessions or you have his jewelry. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't know whether recently you pulled it out or you put something in a small box where I feel like I'm looking through things. And I don't know if you just pulled something out recently or put it away in a drawer. I feel like you handled it or you did something with it fairly recently, like it could have been over the past few weeks or month or so. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like as I'm linking in with his energy, I feel very protective, like I want to protect you. I want to keep you from harm. I feel like I'm somebody who is always thinking about you. I feel like with his energy, you think about him all the time and he connects with you. And there's something with flowers here, and I don't know whether he liked flowers or somebody might have put flowers on his grave, or there's something with the month of, I want to say, going into the month of April, with a connection with a special date like an anniversary or a birthday. Do you understand that?
Yes, that's my father.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. And was his birthday or his anniversary some sort of a happy celebration in the month of April?
Yes, birthday.
Okay, because I know it would be significant. I feel like I want to say thank you for remembering me. And I had a very difficult life. I had a lot of struggles. You understand that? I feel like I'm always trying to climb uphill with him. I feel like someone who, you know, had a lot of energy, but, like, would be doing things when he was well, day, you know, morning into the night. I feel like someone who was always working very hard for his family, you know, and I feel like that was his drive in life. You understand that. And your mom is also passed, too. Yeah, because I feel a woman coming in here with him. And would she have passed after him?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I feel like what I'm seeing here is Dad helping Mom. And I feel like, because usually the first one comes through, that's the one that passed before. And I know that they are together. I know that they're quite, I want to say they're quite a funny couple together. I feel like they would argue over the silliest things, you understand? And I feel like, I want to say your mom could be purposely stubborn with your dad and kind of like roll her eyes and kind of walk away, you understand? Yeah, because I feel like, oh, God, he's still trying to tell me how to do the things that I know how to do. And I feel like your mom was a very handy woman, I do want to say. I mean, I feel like if she wanted to get something done, she'd pick up the tools or a paintbrush and just do it.
That's very funny, yeah.
Do you understand that with your mom? Yeah, but I feel like Dad used to watch over her shoulder, like, you're not doing that right, or here, use this, here, use that. And she would do things when he wasn't home because she didn't want to listen to him, even though I know they loved each other. But it was just like, you know, it's just couples, you know. I mean, it's just normal relationship stuff, but they're being very funny about it on the other side. And did you just rotate your tires on your car or buy new tires or something? Because I feel like I'm putting my car in a lift.
No, but I need to look at new tires, so that could be it.
Okay, so I want to say then the way I'm seeing this, that don't procrastinate on that. It's coming through for a reason. Okay. Then you may have a tire that's not in good shape, and it might be a safety issue. I'm not predicting anything bad happening, but I would definitely not put it off.
Okay.
And I know your mom and your dad are around you so much. I feel like they're just, she said, we're the same over here as we were over there. And she's referring to they're the same as they were here. You know, and that's something that doesn't change with our loved ones. Their characteristics, their personality, all those identifying factors, those all stay intact, or else we wouldn't recognize our loved ones on the other side.
Wonderful.
And I know that.
Thank
you. We're just about out of time.
Okay.
Thank
well, thank you so much, Linda, and I leave you with the love and blessings. You have a great evening.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Linda, thank you so much for calling into the show. It was our pleasure.
Thank you. Take care.
All righty. You too. All righty. Let's get to our next caller. I believe we have Valencia calling in from New York. Are you with us, Valencia? Valencia, are you with us?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Hi, how are
Hi.
You? Thanks for calling in. Would you like to have a little bit of a mini reading?
Yes, I would. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Joanne.
Hi, Valencia. How are you this evening?
Hi, Joanne. Hi, thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
Thank you. You're kind of going in and out, so I don't know if you're on speakerphone, if you could use your handset, if you're on a Bluetooth, then that way I can hear your voice a little bit better when I'm talking to you, Valencia, if that's... Much better. Thank
you. Can you hear me now? Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
I can hear you
better.
Perfectly.
Okay.
So Valencia, so I'm going to just tune into the energy around you from the spirit side of life, and let's see who comes through here. as I am linking in here, I want to say I feel the vibration of a younger man that passed. I feel like I might have been I don't feel like I'm super young, but I feel like I might be in my late 20s or mid-30s. And I feel like I went very quickly, very unexpectedly, and I feel a connection here. Do you understand this? Do you have someone that passed young, a gentleman that would have been close to you? Would you understand that connection?
No, my husband passed 308 almost three years ago. He was 73.
Okay. Now, this may be somebody else coming through here, but let me just see where this goes to here. Hold on a minute here. And it may be somebody that's coming in with your husband. Did your husband lose someone younger in his family?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. I do feel a younger man, but let me just see what the connection is here with this. And would you understand, I want to say, because this guy's like a casual guy, I feel like a fast talker, somebody that was very adventurous in life. I feel like there was something with an auto accident or a road accident. I'm seeing a highway with this, and I feel like it was at night. So I'm going to just give you that information. Just sometimes things come through after. Okay, and would you understand, okay. I feel a contrast between the two here, and I feel like this with your husband, did he like to dress nice? I feel like someone liked to look nice when he went out. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yeah.
I feel like my hair, like I worry about the way my hair looks. I got a nice, clean shirt, crisp shirt on,
yeah.
Nice pair of pants, maybe a jacket. You understand that about him?
Yeah.
And I feel like a gentleman who liked nicer things in life. And I feel like when he passed, I went very quickly. Do you understand that?
My husband? Or the young,
yes.
young man? My husband, he had an illness.
I'm talking about your husband. I'm not connecting with the younger man right now. This is all about your husband.
My husband, he had an illness, three types of cancers, so... It did kind of go quickly with, you know.
Yeah.
Years.
I feel like either whatever happened with him, was there a late diagnosis or something, or he couldn't be treated.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Because that's what I'm feeling. It's like, I didn't know I had this, and I didn't know I'm going so quickly. I feel like there was, a lot of surprise. And he did have something with his throat or his chest with the cancer.
Hmm.
I feel like I'm having pain in my esophagus area, my upper chest area. I feel like something was really bothering me there. Not that it's bothering him now, but I feel like there was also some difficulty with breathing with him. I do feel like I feel very weak at the end of my life, but I also feel a gentleman who was very strong in his life. You know, I feel like someone who when he was sick, he wouldn't tell you when he wasn't feeling well. He didn't want you to worry about him.
Yes, that's definitely him, yes.
You know, that's why I feel he had a lot of strength, and he was a very kind man, a very generous man. I want to say that he enjoyed spoiling you or buying things for you or having you be happy from things that he was able to give to you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And I feel like a businessman with him. I feel like I'm working in business. And was he good with numbers or business?
He was a lottery number player. I don't know about the business.
Did he do it for a business or a hobby? Was it his profession? Because I see all these numbers.
He was a gambler. He was a gambler.
Ah, interesting. So maybe there are professional gamblers, or so to speak, quote unquote. But, you know, he gives me the sense like I'm really good at numbers and fast at numbers. Like I can do everything in my head, you know, kind of thing. And I feel like, you know, he was very good at it. I want to say he was talented at that profession that he was in with the numbers. And I feel people really loved him. I feel, you know, he had a lot of friends, and he's the type of guy, like, people would drive by and beep the horn and wave to him. So I feel like he was well-known in his community. You understand that?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
And he's having coffee and a cigarette on the other side. Did he used to smoke, too?
In his younger life. Not in this older life.
Okay, because I feel like, I don't know whether he used to sneak once in a while or something, but he's sitting down having a cup of coffee, and he liked to play cards, too, yes? I see him playing cards at a table.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he's got a lot of friends on the other side, too, that have passed. Is there somebody to call, like, in, I want to say, like, Antonio or Anthony or could be Tony or...
Yes, Tony sounds familiar. A friend of
that's connected? Has. Okay, that's passed on?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, because I'm hearing that name, and I feel like they're together, and they're hanging out, and they're, like, having coffee and cigarette and playing cards and just, you know, I don't know if they have cigarettes on the other side. If they do it, I don't know if they'd be as expensive as they are here. But they often will, you know, bring through information that they can that you can identify with them, too, like as part of their personality. And he used to be a joker. I want to say he was kind of like... He liked to joke around with people and kind of play games with people just to have laughs,
yes.
You understand.
Yes.
He had a really good sense of humor because he's winking his eye at me as he's smoking his cigarette. And I know that you feel him around you. And there's a smell. I feel like I have a scarf or something I want to put around my neck from him. Would you understand, like some sort of a scarf or something you might wear
that
I feel like it's... Yeah. A hat, okay, that has, like, the smell of his cologne or aftershave on it.
I have his hat, a Vietnam hat, where I could smell his scent.
Okay.
The hat that he used to go to sleep in,
Yeah, because I know that he knows that you have it, and I feel like, you must put it right next to your face or hold it to your chest or something, because I feel like I have something on my... on my neck, and I know that you can smell the scent, and I know that he's aware of that. That's why he's mentioning that. That's the way that they mention they're around. They'll sometimes talk about things that they know you've been doing with their objects or interesting. And did he like to go shopping or take you shopping or something? He shows me, like, walking to the mall carrying all these bags. Did he like to shop?
No, he didn't like to shop, but we did go. He loved grocery shopping, but he didn't like the malls at all.
Okay. Because I feel like I'm carrying your bags through the mall while you're shopping. I feel like a man who had a lot of patience.
Yes. All
right. We're just
I feel like he was very patient. And you taught him a lot.
You taught him
how to love Valencia. And I leave you with his love and blessings. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks, Valencia. We hope this helped just a tiny little bit tonight. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
All
righty, we have time for maybe one more call maybe before we go to break, so let's get to that. I believe we have Denise calling in from New York. Are you with us, Denise?
I am. Hello?
Hi,
Denise.
Are you?
Hi.
I'm going to hand you right over to Joanne.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Denise. Did you have a question for me, or are you looking to make a connection?
I would really love to make a connection if possible.
Okay. So, Denise, I feel a lot of energy around you as I'm linking in here with your loved ones on the other side. And I do feel a woman coming through from spirit. And as I connect with her energy, I feel like I might have been maybe in my mid-60s or late 60s, possibly my early 70s when I passed. And I feel that she was very ill at the end of her life. And I feel I want to go on mother's side of the family. I'm not sure if this would be a mother or grandmother to you, but I feel like I have a very serious illness like cancer. And I feel like I'm having treatments or surgeries, and I feel I got very sick at the end of my life, maybe for the last couple of years. Do you understand this?
Yes, I would think I understand, but it would be someone much older. The rest of the description fits.
Okay.
Much older.
And, like, would this be like a grandmother to you then, or or mother's side of the family?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that I feel like I have issues with my heart here, that I might have, like, problems with walking, like edema. I feel like I might have fluids in my lungs before I pass. There's something with retaining fluids with her. Do you understand that?
Okay, when you talk about lung issues, I think it might be somebody else on my mother's side of the family, also a woman.
Okay.
But I have, like I said,
I have a lot of people coming through here. I feel a lot of energy, and sometimes they'll all kind of come in at once, and I might have to go back and forth a little bit.
I understand.
But I just want to talk to them and ask them just to step forward. And they like to all talk at once, especially if that's the way they were when they were here.
Yes,
so,
my family, of course.
Okay. And that could be a very identifying characteristic of your family, but I feel a lot of talking on the other side and a lot of women on that side. So who would be like Gene or Gina connection?
I have an aunt Jean. Aunt Jeannie,
who's passed on?
Yes.
Okay, and this is on mom's side of the family?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's who I'm hearing is coming forward here. You would have known her well?
Yes.
Okay, and she was very sick at the end of her life. You understand that? I feel like somebody who got very sick, like the last couple years of her life, I feel like I'm going in and out of the hospital and things are getting very complicated. You understand that. Okay. And it might have been like bouts with different illnesses or different types of illnesses all at once or something, or one thing after another. I feel this is a woman who, I feel like someone who kind of, you know, I want to say she wasn't as social as the rest of your family. She was more like kept to herself more. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And I feel like I want to say with this, I know there's a lot of people with her. I don't, you know, because we're only doing these mini readings. I might not be able to bring everybody through, but
of course,
I want to say that I know that. Interesting, and I have to say, Franny is with her, or Francine, or Francis too. Do you understand that?
Francis, yes.
Francis is with her, so there's a connection with Francis. So, and I feel like she helped it across. If that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
because sure,
I feel like,
come on
over here, you know, and I feel like, I want to say your Aunt Jean might have not seen the glasses being full where Frances did. Does that make sense? I kind of feel like they were.
This Aunt Jeannie was very optimistic, fun, always happy lady.
Okay. And who was Frances the one that would always, like, you say black, she says white, you say white, she says black kind of thing?
I don't really remember her to be like that, no, honestly.
All right.
Okay, we have about 30 seconds left.
What I'm saying is they're getting along okay on the other side. I feel like they might have had their differences when they were here. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say here. But I know they're watching over you. I know there's many more that I know. I can't give you that evidential information in the short amount of time.
Of course.
But please know that your loved ones are with you and watching over you, and I hope this little mini reading has helped to confirm that to you, Denise, thank you for calling Signs of Life.
Thank you
and
so
I
much.
Wish you many
thank
blessings.
You.
Okay.
Thank you so much,
thanks,
Joanne.
So.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
you're
you,
very
Doreen.
Welcome.
You're
thanks,
welcome.
Denise. All righty, we're going to take a very quick break, and in the meantime, you might want to check out Joanne's website, joannegerber.com. We will be right back. Stay with us.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed distance learning parapsychological studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world, but for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential, and research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Joanne Gerber, but before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com, sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places you're already shopping in, like The Gap, Lord & Taylor, Priceline, Vistaprint, Weight Watchers, and many, many more. So just go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Alrighty, we are going to get back. We have time for maybe two more calls, so let's get to our next caller. I believe we have Kathy calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes. Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
I'm going to tell you right over there. Yep.
Thanks for waiting.
Oh, thanks for getting my call.
You're welcome. How are you this evening, Kathy?
Very good, thanks.
Good. Are you looking to make a connection with a loved one past, or do you have a question for me?
Oh, I'd like to a connection, please.
Okay. I can't hear you that well. I don't know if you're on a speakerphone or Bluetooth. If you are, if you could hold the handset.
Oh, I'm not on a speaker. Can you hear me now?
You're on a, yeah, not on speaker, please. Yeah, I can't hear you that well.
No, I'm not on speaker.
Okay, I can't hear you that well on my end, but I'll do the best I can here. So, Kathy, as I am linking in with Spirit, I do feel several people coming in around you. I do want to say I have a gentleman coming through here, and as I connect with his energy, I do feel I might have been in my 50s, late 50s, early 60s when I passed. I don't feel like he was that old. And I do feel like, I'm not sure if this is a father or uncle with you. Do you understand if someone passing, not that old, like young, I want to say like late 50s, early 60s. And I feel like he went very quickly, like unexpected. I don't know whether it was a heart attack or some sort of blood clot where he went very, very fast. Do you understand that?
Not really, but keep going.
Well, I want to say with this gentleman, and there's something with father or father's side of the family. So I know I'm on dad's side with him, and I know this is a gentleman who had a bit of weight to him in life. I don't feel a slender gentleman. I feel someone who may have had some issues with, like, diabetes or cholesterol, something with the heart. I feel like he was not – his illnesses didn't keep him from going to work every day or doing the things that he wanted, but I feel like he started to slow down and he started to get very sick. Do you understand that?
I was almost thinking that it may have been my own father, but he died later than the 60s. He was in his early 70s.
You're what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Your father, you said, or I didn't hear what you said?
Yeah, my father was in his early 70s when he passed, so.
Early 70s. And was he, like, did he have, like, diabetes or, like, cholesterol? I feel like
something
with the blood. And I feel like something went, like, it could have been, like, a blood clot or a heart, a stroke, or something that had to do with the heart.
Yes, that's all true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and did he have a bit of weight to him, a little bit of weight to him?
Yes. In the end,
okay.
No, but leading up
yes. Of course, you know, when he was ill, he probably lost weight. But generally in his life, he had a bit of a little tummy. You understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I say a gentleman that really loved to eat, liked his food. He was very picky about his food, though. He wasn't the type to experiment with things. He liked, you know, kind of basic, simple meat and potatoes kind of guy. You understand that with your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like a guy, I feel like someone who, I don't know, whatever he did for his work, he was really exhausted. I feel like, I don't know if I'm standing on my feet all day, but I feel like I'm going all day long. Do you understand that with your dad?
Yeah. He was a police officer.
Okay. Was he on his feet all day or something? Like walking a beat or... Yeah, because I feel like, oh, God, I'm exhausted. My feet hurt. I got to take my shoes off, put my feet up. And, you know, I feel like, you know, his job, I feel like it was stressful for him. And that I feel like, you know, he started to get very stressed and really, like, really not taking good care of himself as far as his diet and exercise and things. You understand? I feel like I don't want to go to the doctors. I hate going to the doctors. And if he was sick, he didn't like to really tell people because people would nag him about going to the doctors. You understand?
Yes.
And I feel like, are there three of you, or are you one of three children?
No, there's more than three.
Is it like three girls?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And three boys.
Because three girls and
three
boys. Okay, because I know there's something about the three girls that he's talking about here, his girls. He says his girls. And I know he was someone who was very close with his family, with his children and his grandchildren. I feel like that was a high point in his life. You understand that with him.
Yes,
I feel like
right.
A gentleman who, he really didn't do anything else but work. I feel like a gentleman really just liked to come home, read the newspaper, watch TV, have his dinner, and then he'd fall asleep, you know. I feel like he really didn't do a lot. And he didn't have a lot of energy after working all day.
We have 30 seconds.
Okay, and I want to say, very nice guy, give you the shirt off his back. Did a lot of favors for people, helped a lot of people. And I know that when he passed, he was in a state of unconsciousness. He was not alone. That family, he got to say goodbye, or his family got to say goodbye to him. Do you understand that?
We really didn't, but he died at home.
Okay, well,
he
was home with his family. Yeah,
he was at home
something
in
about,
his room.
Yeah, there's
himself.
Something about I got to see my family before I passed. So I know that's something
Alrighty,
but
we're
I want to leave you
leave
with his love. I want to leave you with his love, Kathy. And thank you for waiting and calling. And I hope this little mini reading helped you. And I wish you many blessings.
Okay. Alrighty, thanks, Kathy. All right, we've got time to squeeze in literally one more call. I believe we have Maria calling in from New York. Are you with us, Maria?
I am. Hi. Good evening.
Hi, Maria.
I'm gonna
turn you right over to Joanne because we're short on time.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Maria.
Hi. Joanne.
Hi, how are you this evening?
I'm good, thank you. Very appreciative that I got through.
Oh, I'm glad you did too. And Maria, are you looking to make a connection with somebody, or did you have a question you wanted to ask me? And I want to thank you for holding and being in the queue talk to me.
I would love to make a connection.
Okay. So as I'm linking in with the energy around you, I do feel a very strong female energy coming through here, Maria. And as I connect to her energy, I feel like I'm going to mother's side of the family with her. And I do feel with her energy, I feel somebody who I want to say she might have passed in her 70s or a little bit older. And I do feel connection. I want to go to mother, grandmother vibration, somewhere around there with her, someone that would have been close to you in this lifetime. I don't know whether someone has your name or a name like your name, because I'm hearing like it's either Maria or Mary. Do you understand that on your mom's side of the family?
I do, yeah.
Okay, good. And I feel this woman to be very loving. I feel like she could have been a little bit on the religious side. Does that make sense to you? Or very faithful. I feel like I'm making the sign of a cross here.
Yeah.
And I feel someone who might have went to church or talked about God or wanted you to understand religion. I feel somebody who I feel a very humble woman. I almost feel like I get the image of Mother Teresa as I connect with her energy. I feel a woman who's always trying to do things for other people or help other people out. I feel like a woman who was very selfless. Makes sense to you about her energy.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And I want to say somebody who didn't have to have a lot of things, even though she could have had a lot more than she had if she wanted to. But I feel a sense of being very humble and loving with her. Yeah. And I know that there's another gentleman on the other side coming in with her, and I do feel like it could be a grandfather. And I feel like I want to say Joseph or a J-O name with him, Joe or Joseph. I don't know if you'd understand that on that side. Do you understand that name?
Not Joseph, but it's okay.
Okay. Or Joe or Joey or something like that, or a nickname like Jojo or something with a J-O name. But I know that there's somebody coming in behind her that was there before she passed. And you would have her jewelry or a pendant that belonged to her?
Yeah.
Is it a pendant? Yeah, because I don't know whether you just took it out recently or you wear it or something. And like I said earlier in the show, a lot of times when you handle our loved ones' objects, a lot of times, you know, they'll acknowledge that and mention that when we're doing the process of spirit communication. So there's something where I feel like I'm playing with it or I got it between my fingers. And I know this woman really loves you and watches over you like a guardian angel. She was a very neat woman, I want to say. Tried to be very organized with things, but she was very delicate the way she handled things. She didn't like conflict. I feel like she stepped away when people were arguing. She just couldn't get into it, couldn't waste her time. She didn't like it. She felt very uncomfortable, very sensitive woman. But I know she was a very strong force around you, watching over you. And unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time for more, Maria, because it is a mini reading, but I thank you for calling in tonight, and I leave you with her love, and I wish you a great evening and many blessings.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a
You're
wonderful
very welcome.
Evening.
Thanks thank for you, calling Maria. In, Maria. Oh, my gosh. Yes. I can't tell you how quickly this hour always goes. We are just about out of time. But I would like to thank our guest, Joanne Gerber, for joining us this evening. And as usual, you're awesome when you do readings. I just love it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
That.
You're very welcome. We've got to get you back on the show soon again.
I know.
If any of our listeners,
right?
yes, I know. And if any of our listeners want more information about your work, I guess the best way to get you is through the website, right?
Yep, through my website or go to my Facebook, Psychic Medium
Facebook
Joanne Gerber. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Or if you guys want to get a private meeting with Joanne, joannegerber.com. I'd like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org and see all the great things that we have listed up there and upcoming events. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.